Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Here we go. It's a busy day today. The White House press briefing just wrapped up a short time ago, and the mayor of Chicago is saying that the president has declared war on Chicago. And it gets better. Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill does not like pork roll, which, as I said this morning on America's Newsroom, this race is over. Jack Cittarelli is going to be the governor. He's going to win this race because Mikey Sherrill hates pork roll. I mean, come on. She's not from Jersey, and that's very obvious here. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us. There's also a lawsuit against the New Jersey Education Association. You probably remember this when the guy who is the president of the NJEA, this guy's name is Sean Spiller, ran for governor. Came in fifth place in the Democrat primary, fifth place, that's last, came in dead last, and spent $40 million of dues money to run for governor of New Jersey in the Democrat primary and come in last freaking place. That's right. So I don't know what to tell you other than that's corruption. That's Jersey. That's as Jersey as it gets. I mean, honestly, that is as Jersey as it freaking gets, if you ask me. So, yeah, it's great to have you. And we are going to talk about a lot of things as we continue on the show today, including the president and whether or not this shutdown, which they, of course, all say is the Schumer shutdown, if this is hurting Republicans or Democrats. Now, it's going to be a big day on Friday. Our rally in Wildwood, in North Wildwood at the pier, unbelievable. I mean, this is turning out to be an epic, epic event with over 1,000 people who are registered and signed up to attend. I'll be doing the show live from there, 3 to 7 p.m., and we're going to have amazing speakers. Jack Cittarelli is going to be speaking. Benny Johnson, Jack Sobiak is going to be there. Scott Pressler, I'll be there. Dom's doing his show at Mulligan's beforehand. That's the pre-show. And it's going to be just a lot of fun. So I want to see you there. Join us. You go to 1210wpht.com to sign up. This race is getting national attention, and for good reasons, because Jack, I do believe, is going to win this race. Now, look, like I've said to you in the past, I am never going to get cocky, or I said I thought Trump was going to win. But then I also said, and this is the caveat, it depends on turnout. If the turnout is not there, if the numbers don't show up, if people don't show up, then the president was not going to win. And just like that, in New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli will not win if the numbers are not there. If the numbers aren't there, he's not going to win. So Republicans turning out to vote, that's going to be everything. Why is that important? You say, well, turnout always matters because 400,000 of them stayed home in 2021. 400,000 registered Republicans stayed home. A big reason why we're doing this rally on Friday is to try to resurrect that excitement that we had for President Trump in Wildwood. Congressman J.D. Vance, when we were talking with Jeff Van Drew, and Jeff Van Drew has agreed to also speak on Friday. The rally for Jeff Van Drew in Wildwood was epic and historic. A lot of people from Pennsylvania came out because Pennsylvania was the must-win state. We spent no money in New Jersey in 2024. And yet President Trump only lost the state by 6 points. He's actually now more popular. His approval rating in New Jersey is more popular than his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. That's right. Now, King Philip the Unaccountable is a jerk. And if you're Mikey Sherrill and you're the Democrat, you want to run away from him. Just like if you're Kamala Harris in the last election, which was a changed election, you'd want to run away from Joe Biden. But she didn't, and neither is Mikey Sherrill. In fact, Mikey Sherrill gave Governor Murphy the grade of a B. A B. You don't do that in a changed election. You give the guy an F. You give the guy an F minus. You don't give him a B. A B is like you're doing a good job. There's room for improvement, but you're doing a good job. This is why she's a terrible candidate. It's also why she said when she was asked the question, will you rule out raising the sales tax? And she said, I won't rule anything out. And people were like, huh, what? Yeah, I won't rule anything out, she said. I won't rule out raising sales tax? And are you freaking kidding me? So she's a bad candidate. The other thing going in Jack Ciccarelli's favor right now, there's only two races in the whole country statewide for governor. It's New Jersey and Virginia. A lot of attention has been on Virginia in the last couple of days because of the comments the attorney general made talking about killing the family of one of his Republican opponents, allegedly joking about it and having the kids watch as the guy is killed. And he's running for attorney general of Virginia. Sicko, total sicko. But this is what you get in this day and age where political violence is funny, apparently. There's nothing funny about it. And some whack job out there is going to hear that kind of stuff and say, all right, I'm going to do something crazy. Like I've said, it's one thing to have heated political rhetoric. It's another thing to start talking about killing people and watching their kids watch, having their kids watch. I mean, that's just beyond the pale of anything that you could be considered okay in political discourse, obviously. I mean, she didn't even have to say that. It should be just so understood. If Jack wins, it is serious momentum heading into midterm elections next year. It is a referendum on Donald Trump in many ways in this election. Why? Because Mikey Sherrill is making it a referendum. She has no message. And Democrats nationally are panicking about this race because they figured, it's Jersey. It's going to be easy. No problem. And the story's out there and they're everywhere. Axios and all these other places that she's a bad candidate and she's going to lose. And Democrats don't know what to do. And there's nothing to do. She's made this race about Trump and the fact that she's a helicopter pilot. That's it. That's the whole race. That's her entire message, her entire referendum. Trump bad and I'm a helicopter pilot. That's not enough. Can't win on those things. People want solutions. So then how does the government shutdown affect the New Jersey governor's race? It affects it a lot because Mikey Sherrill is a member of Congress and she voted to keep the government shut down. You contrast that with a guy up in North Jersey. His name's Josh Gottheimer. He's a Democrat, bills himself as a moderate. He voted to open the government, keep the CR going, keep the Biden spending going. As I have said repeatedly, the only people who should be upset with keeping the Biden level spending going are conservatives because we're still spending money at record levels. But it's Democrats who are shutting the government down and not because the Democrats are trying to be fiscally responsible. Don't fall for that lie. It's been proven now that they want to have health care benefits go for illegal immigrants and lots of benefits go for illegal immigrants and people who are in this country who are not citizens. So they've debunked all that. But what it for Jersey anyway, it says to people, hey, do you want to see the state move forward? And Mikey Sherrill is just an obstructionist. At a time when you've got over 2/3 of people in polling saying that the state is on the wrong track, it's too expensive, they can't afford it. So Jack Ciccarelli has already run statewide once before, which is a huge advantage. Several other people who became governor of New Jersey ran statewide before. It's not a bad thing. The most recent probably would be Jim Florio or Christy Todd Whitman. Both ran statewide one time and lost and then came back around and then they won. There's a long history of that in New Jersey. So Cory Booker ran. I mean, he's run for everything, but eventually got elected U.S. Senate. But he's run for every office on earth, obviously. So it's not a bad thing. It's a tough state to get your name out there. And then when you get your name out there and then you run statewide and people become familiar with you, you tend to do very well the second time around. So I think all the metrics are going in his favor. It's a change election. The president is more popular than the outgoing idiot Democrat governor who, thank God, is term limited. Thank God. And people view the Democrats as obstructionists who just want to shut the state down and don't want to see any progress whatsoever. So all those factors, all those metrics then work in favor right now of the Republican candidate, which then sends huge messages for Donald Trump. And of course, Mikey Sherrill doesn't like pork roll, which is a deal. In my opinion, that's it. That's the end. That's the end for Mikey Sherrill right there. The fact that she doesn't like pork roll. And she said, she's like, ew, who doesn't like pork roll? That's gross. Who doesn't like, ew? She got a really annoying voice, too. So I'll play that clip for you in just a second. But it's she's not from Jersey. Because you know if you're from Jersey or you're from this area of the country, you know what pork roll is. If you're in North Jersey and you want to call it Taylor ham, that's fine, too. But you got to know what it is. And she doesn't know what it is because she's not from Jersey. So she doesn't like it for that reason. This is why Friday matters. This is why coming to the rally matters. And if you're not in New Jersey, but you want to come out and you want to support everybody, that would be great, too. That would be huge to help. Because if you come out and help, and if you do that, that'll be a big deal. It'll be a very, very big deal. And I think, too, is the fact that we are going to need people in Pennsylvania who are going to come out and support Jack and also help and be poll workers and poll watchers. I should say poll watchers, organizers, door to door. We got a month to go. We got a month to go in this race. I mean, it's October 6th already. The election's a month from today ish. And this is big. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, and if this goes the way that I think it's going to go, then it's going to be a seismic shift in America. Matt, what number is Mikey Sherrill with the pork roll? Do you have that one for me? Justin, do you have that one? Can you play it?
I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
Multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
All right, I have that as cut eight is Trump on my thing for some reason, but that's okay. Nobody wants pork roll. You know who wants pork roll? People that love breakfast. People that love breakfast who are from Jersey, they want pork roll and they love it. And they think it's great. And they think it's delicious because it is delicious. So pork roll, egg and cheese, fantastic. You just don't want to overdo it and make it too thick. That's it. You just don't want to make it too thick. And then, in my opinion, you got to slice it thin. Yeah, I'm a pork roll snob on this. I think pork roll, egg, and cheese is a phenomenal breakfast. You slice the pork roll thin, and it's great. Do I think you should eat it every day? Of course not. Do I think you should eat it on the weekends? Pre-gaming, Eagles game yesterday, which we got robbed, by the way, because it's absolutely 100%. Should have been pass interference. Called on the Broncos at the end of the show, at the end of the game, I mean. And that didn't happen, and that's ridiculous. But if you're pre-gaming, if you're tailgating, like you might be doing on Thursday, then you definitely 100% want to have a nice pork roll, egg, and cheese. And you can have it for lunch, too. You can do a pork roll and cheese without the egg if you want to make it a lunch sandwich. I used to have that as a kid all the time. I would. We'd have that at school. Pork roll and cheese would be a lunch. Great. I mean, it's not Maha, but it's Jersey. It's signature Jersey. You can't get away from that fact. I think we can all agree on that, obviously. Here's something else, too, to think about in the context of national politics and the shutdown that's going on right now. Cory Booker, Count Grand Stangelus, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage band, he 100% believes the government should say shut down. 100%. And he said as much. He's out there doing his histrionics and his grandstanding, hoping the government stays shut down. And Mikey Sherrill is helping to keep the government shut down right now and doing that. And it's just a bad look for Democrats. It's a bad look. It looks like they want to keep people. And as I've said to you before, if you're conservative and you're upset that they're keeping the spending levels going, that's one thing. But that is not what Democrats are about. The other thing Democrats are about is stopping the president from using federal law enforcement officers and National Guard troops to help clean up these cities. But they use federal law enforcement all the time and joint task force all the time. In fact, there's a show on HBO right now called Task, T-A-S-K. It's really good. If you haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend it. Comes out on Sunday nights. Mark Ruffalo, who's a huge freaking lib, but you got to leave that out of it. I leave my politics out of movies and TV. I can't risk it. If I enjoy a show, I don't care about the person's politics. I really don't. It's just irrelevant to me. But my point is, he's a lib, and he's in a show called Task, which is about a federal joint task force where the FBI works with Delco and Chester County and Montgomery County to go after these biker gangs and these people who are knocking off drug homes. And he's the head FBI guy in charge of this task force, which is comprised of a cop from Delco and Chesco and a Pennsylvania state trooper. And I think an officer from like Montgomery County, too, maybe. And they're all in this task force going after this biker gang. They use federal joint task force or task forces to go after the mafia. Not that the mafia is real, obviously. Drug cartels, child abductors, child predators, auto thefts. They use it always. Even as that fat, tubby J.B. Pritzker right now is slamming Trump and ICE on their thuggery, the state of Illinois is using joint task force with the feds on other things. I mean, if these were terrorists attacking the streets, you would imagine there would be a joint task force between the Illinois State Police and the Chicago Police and the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, to stop terrorism. Because that's what they've been doing since 9/11. And they were doing it before 9/11 in certain cities, but now it's everywhere. How do you make sure another terrorist attack doesn't happen? Well, you work with your federal, state, local law enforcement partners, county partners, state partners. You work together to ensure that you don't get hit by a terrorist attack. It's called common sense. So why would these Democrats be so opposed to this when it comes to ICE and when it comes to using the National Guard to help clean up the streets and just not in a law enforcement capacity, just to be there for moral support? But in Illinois, you had federal officers who were attacked and the Chicago police didn't do anything about it. They weren't allowed to. We have that dispatch call. We'll play you. So the president is obligated by law to use National Guard troops to protect federal law enforcement officers who are doing their job and trying to just do the job that they've been assigned to do, which is to protect the people. So why are Democrats so opposed to this? Well, A, they want to stop everything that Trump is doing. B, it's because they want to stop everything Trump is doing. And C, because they love criminals and they love illegal aliens. And they don't want to work with ICE and they don't want to work with the police. And D, it's because all the above. Mostly because they want to stop everything Trump is doing. So they think a good look for them, as we get into the fall and we get then get into midterms, they think a good look is shut down the government, keep the government closed, stop federal law enforcement officers from doing their job and going after criminals, and resist any efforts by the administration to help clean up crime on the streets of these American cities, where parents right now are worried that their kid might walk home from school and get killed in the crossfire of a drug cartel or a gang fight that's gone wrong. That's what they're worried about. But we somehow believe that that's a good look for Democrats. Yeah, let's stop that. Let's be obstructionists. I mean, they're idiots. But when you're led by people who live in a box, in a bubble, and don't think outside of reality of what people are feeling, they don't go to the streets and talk to people. They don't actually find out the concerns of the citizens. And they don't look at elections as wake-up calls. They don't look at elections and the results and say, we should course correct. They want to double down on being the opposition. They want to double down on being the resistance. Even though the polls and the election results and everything else say, we want to work with Trump and the feds on this. We want safe streets. This is what we want for America. When you're dealing with a party like that, that is a party that is going to keep losing. And every member of their party is affected by this. The Virginia Democrat AG candidate talking about killing people and saying it was a joke. So now that race is also being watched nationally as well. Democrats are in a bad spot. You're about to have a guy in New York City, Zohran Mamdani, who's about to win. Mamdani is probably going to win this race and be the next mayor of New York City, Democrat mayor of New York City. I say good. Great. I don't live there. I mean, people are going to flee that city. That city's over. Unless something catastrophic changes, I'm sorry to tell you that, but the guy's going to win. He's going to win because Curtis Sliwa and Andrew Cuomo will draw enough votes, but he will still win. Even if one of those two drops out, I think he still wins. And that's okay. Look, that's New York City. Let New York go the way of socialist, communist chaos, and that'll be the final nail in the Democrat coffin because There was a time when the Democrat Party said, if you're a socialist Democrat, if you're a Democrat socialist, whatever the hell you want to call yourself, you can't play with us. We're going to pretend to keep you at arm's length. Now they say, welcome aboard. Now you're our standard bearer. You're a Democrat socialist and you're our standard bearer. You are who we all want to be. Bad look. Bad look. So they're a party that's pro-crime, anti-immigration and customs enforcement. They're anti-ICE, and they're pro-Democrat socialist. I mean, it's just a bad message right now going into this general election in New Jersey, where Jack's got a lot of momentum, and Virginia, where the Republicans now finally looks like they have something, an issue they can actually use, and then heading into midterm elections. The corporate mainstream legacy media wants you to believe Donald Trump is very unpopular. Donald Trump is not unpopular. Despite the contrary, people support what he's doing. They may not love all his memes. They may not love all his social posts or anything else, but they still like what he's trying to do for America. The media just would have you believe that people are looking at funny memes about Chuck Schumer in a sombrero, and then they're like, I'm out. Even if they don't like the meme, even if they don't think it was funny, him and Hakeem Jeffries in sombreros and Mexican mustaches, they still like what he's trying to accomplish. That is something Democrats cannot get through their stubborn freaking heads. All right, we got a big show for you today. Dr. Victoria Coates is going to be here. We'll talk to our buddy Linda Kearns. What is happening? Some key election law issues as we head into November. We'll talk about that. Don't forget Politics and Pints with Navy SEAL Jack Carr, number one international best-selling author, Navy SEAL, all-around great guy, Jack Carr, coming Monday, October 13th, a week from today, for our Politics and Pints. So you want to make sure you get your ticket by going to 1210wphg.com. And while you're there, sign up to join us in Wildwood on Friday for our big rally in Cape May County. It's going to be an historic day we will never forget. Lots of security. New Jersey State Police, Cape May County Sheriff's Office. Everybody's going to be nice and safe. Don't worry, but it's going to be a fun day. So register for both of those at 1210wphg.com. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Monday, here we go. It's going to be a busy couple weeks for us, no doubt about it. Friday's event, Monday's event. It's going to be busy. Busy times ahead, but that's okay because I like busy. Busy's good. Busy keeps you going. It keeps you young, too. Now, I know some people might say, Rich, why would you have such optimism for Cittarelli? And isn't that kind of bad? No. See, back in 21, there was this overwhelming sense of race is over. I told you the story. I've said it before, but I think it's worth repeating. I'm at an event. It's a weekend before the election. Very smart friend of mine who's in finance says, Murphy's got a 99% chance of winning this race. I said, why would you say that? He goes, look at the polling. I said, the polls were wrong. Polls were wrong. Monmouth, Eagleton, whatever the poll is, it's wrong. It don't believe this. Don't buy it. It's a lie. There's no way that she's up double digits or he's up double digits, Murphy. No way. I said this race is going to be close. 2%, 3%. But he didn't believe it. He voted. But a lot of people didn't. 400,000 did not. So I think there is a sense of when people feel momentum, if they believe that somebody can win, I believe there's a much greater likelihood people will turn out than if they think that the race is a long shot. I really believe that. I think optimism pushes people. That doesn't mean that I'm going to be on the air the day of and saying, we got this in the bag. Don't worry about it. It's just the opposite. If you want to win, people have to turn out. There was a story today in the New York Post about mail-in ballots. So as I was heading up to do the hit today on Newsroom to talk about this race with my friend Jeanette Hoffman, who was great to see her again. We had a little chat about the race in Jersey. I was reading about the mail-in ballot numbers, and Republicans are ahead of Democrats in returning mail-in numbers. That tells me another mindset change. Republicans are embracing mail-in voting and will soon be embracing early voting because we're going to make sure of that. We're going to talk about that up and down every day. But think about Pennsylvania. Think about 2024. Think about where we were, though, in 2021, 22, and 23. People did not want to hear about mail-in voting. They didn't want to hear about it. They had said the election was rigged in 2020. They didn't want to hear it. But they also did not believe there was a chance Trump could win. And it took a lot of work, it took a lot of effort, but then people started embracing mail-in voting and embracing early voting, and that's what we're seeing in New Jersey happen as well. There's too much chance on Election Day. Can't take a chance. Can't let it happen. You got to seize this stuff, you got to seize the day, and you got to make it happen. Now, the other reason why I like to put optimism out there on the table is because when Democrats are panicking, and they are, then Republican voters and people who want change and believe that there can be an actual outcome might be willing to donate some of their Saturday and knock on doors. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to want to do that if you think the race is gone. Yeah, if you think the race is a long shot, you're not going to do that. You're not going to give up your time, give up your Saturday, a busy person, if you think I'm out here wasting my time. And some people look at places, Poly Market and others, and they go, this race is a long shot. And then they don't want to help. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to roll up their sleeves. They don't want to do any of those things. Garden State Republicans have so far notched an 18.61% return rate for their mail-in ballots, outpacing the Democrats 16.55%. That data was analyzed by Decision Desk Headquarters Director of Political Science Michael Prusser. That's a big deal. That means that people are actually working on getting this out and doing this and getting everybody out to vote. It's important to do. You realize that one of the major things about politics is a mindset, because you're talking about people giving up their time and their weekends to help out. Now, I got a buddy of mine. He's been getting people to sign up to make phone calls. They still have phone banks. A lot of times they reach people on their cell phones. Go door to door, put door knockers out there, and ask people, are you registered to vote? Hand them a ballot. Drive people, if necessary, to the polling places. People are not going to do that. Give up their hard-earned day. Give up their time. Give up their precious time, the most precious thing you have that you can't get back in life, if you think the race is a long shot. That's why I think optimism matters. That's why I think optimism matters. When I say Mamdani winning is a good thing, I mean, it's a good thing for, it's a bad thing for New York. It's a bad thing for America. It's a good thing for Republicans, though, because everybody's going to see the Democrat Party for what it is. The Democrat Party is the party of Zora Mamdani, AOC. The Democrat, that's their party now. You can't have Democrats come out there and pretend like they're moderates when that guy is the highest ranking elected official outside of Bernie Sanders in the United States of America. Can't. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom. Sometimes you got to go full David Dinkins to get a Giuliani. Sometimes the city just has to fall and the party along with it for people to wake up and get the message. I don't know what else to tell you. The Democrat Party is the party of socialists now, and they still pretend like they're a moderate mainstream political party. They are not a moderate mainstream political party. New York City goes the way of Mandami, which is going to. Can't hide from that anymore. So bad for New York, but I don't live there. Companies will move, people will move, businesses will move, the cops are going to have a hard time. But for Republicans, they're going to be able to shine a giant spotlight on that and say, there you go. That's who your Democrat Party is. I mean, imagine what this guy is going to be saying about Israel when he gets in there, about Netanyahu. Imagine what he's going to be saying about the cops. Rikers Island, are they going to shut it down? Who knows? Sometimes you got to go full on to just highlight the problem, and then you can win and change people based on holding up cities as an example. Philadelphia is the same way with Larry Krasner. Krasner has been a cancer on Philadelphia. I think Krasner is a big reason why Donald Trump won. I really do. And guys like him, you see who they are and you hear them speak, and then voters turn around and say, I don't want this anymore. Why did Donald Trump do so well with Latino voters? Why did he do so well with black men? Why did he do so well with those groups? Because those are groups in areas that are hardest hit by crime and the policies of people like Larry Krasner. So while Philadelphia is suffering, and I hope Judge Dugan pulls it out, it's a message to people outside of these cities. Look what's happening there. Look at the chaos. Look at the destruction. This is the Democrat Party. Look at what the mayor of Chicago is doing right now. The mayor of Chicago right now is suggesting that by the president using federal law enforcement to help the police go after bad guys, this is because we want a second civil war, that we're not happy with the outcome of the first civil war, which makes no freaking sense since the Republican Party won that war. But we're not happy with the outcome, so we want to have a rematch. You think I'm kidding? We have the audio of this. This is the mayor of Chicago saying this. This guy's a nutbag. I think sometimes you got to see these cities. You got to see how crazy these people are in order for people to wake the hell up. I really mean that. And I think as a result of looking at Chicago and looking at New York, and you're going to have more people open their eyes and go, I'm sorry, but I can't vote for any Democrat. I can't. Because you're associating with these people. It's guilt by association. I tell my kids that all the time. All the time I tell my kids, who you associate with in life matters in a big way. And if you associate with those kids in a big way in your life, it will reflect on you. It will reflect on you, and people will turn around and say, you're just like them. Who you associate with in life matters. Here's the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, out of his freaking mind, in my opinion, bringing up the Civil War here. There's two clips. Let's start with cut 24. Take a listen.
In the coming days and weeks, we may be pushed, if not forced, to take even more dramatic action if this administration continues to escalate and provoke our people. In closing, last night I spoke with the governor, and he informed me that the Trump administration is deploying Texas National Guard to our city. We will speak to our response later today. We'll do that with the governor as well as the attorney general. For now, let me just say that we are unequivocally going to continue to reject the military occupation of our city. The Trump administration must end the war on Chicago. The Trump administration must end this war against Americans. The Trump administration must end its attempt to dismantle our democracy. Right as we are making historic progress in reducing violence, the Trump administration is seeking to destabilize our city and provoke chaos. We said that they would use ICE as a pretext to send in the National Guard, and now they are doing just that. I've also said for the last couple of years that the extreme right in this country refused to accept the results of the Civil War. They have repeatedly called for a rematch. But in the coming weeks, we will use this opportunity to build greater resistance.
A rematch of the civil freaking war. We want a rematch. What the hell kind of crazy is that? I mean, that's nuts. That is crazy. This is crazy. This is what you're getting. You're getting crazy. You just ask yourself, the average American citizen out there, I'm not talking about some illegal immigrant who's a gang member or something like that, who their neighborhood is plagued by crime. And President Trump says, we want to help. And the mayor of Chicago says, I'm sorry to his residents. We're not helping you. We don't care about you having safe streets. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to grandstand and I'm going to say this is because the Republicans, the extreme right, want a rematch of the Civil War. Do you think anybody who has a brain, a rational, logical brain that is not completely driven by leftist hatred for Donald Trump, do you think anybody believes that, hears that, and says, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's what this is. This is a rematch of the Civil War. This picture Democrats are painting of these federal troops coming in to try to take these places over so that they can have another Battle of Gettysburg. Nobody believes this. Nobody in their right minds believes this. Think of the people who are saying this, whether it's Brandon Johnson in Chicago, whether it's Zora Mamdani in New York, whether it's AOC, Bernie Sanders. This is the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party is freaking nuts. Let's try cut 25. Take a listen.
Today, we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones.
Ice-free zones.
That city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
Ice-free zones. Well, first of all, private businesses won't be ever used as a staging ground for a raid without the business's permission. He knows that, obviously. And city property? Fine. You don't want to use city property? You don't want to help? You don't want to be part of this? You don't want to? Okay, fine. But understand that you are absolutely 100% doubling down on this idea that you are going to be a city that is obstructing a president who's trying to clean up your streets, who's trying to go after bad guys. Hey, maybe it'll work out for you. You never know. Maybe that's what people deep down inside really want. I just don't think so. I have a feeling that the reason why Donald Trump won all seven swing states was because of the fact that he talked about crime and deportations, and he talked about saving this country from people like J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson and Larry Krasner and others. That's what I think. And I think you're going to see a come election day, I think Democrats are going to pay the price for that. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. All right, as we continue along the show here today, I appreciate you being here. I hope you sign up for Friday. We got lots of great stuff coming up. Lots of great stuff coming up for you on Friday with our big rally that we have. And we also have, of course, Jack Carr, Politics and Pints on Monday. It's going to be an amazing night, an amazing show. And you need to sign up by going to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. Did you see yesterday during the game? I don't know if you noticed or not, Dodge Ram, big truck came out for America's 250th anniversary, and they did a whole Dodge did a whole thing about America's 250th. It was great. I loved it. I had chills watching it. I thought it was fantastic. I want to tell you about Tri-County Auto Group, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. These are great people, great American-made cars as we head into America's 250th anniversary. I love the fact that Dodge is embracing this. I thought it was great. And I know you'll love going to Tri-County Auto. I know you love the people, and you'll love the service, and you'll love the selection, and you'll love dealing with Brian and Cheryl Krieger. You'll love dealing with the whole team there. You'll see the gigantic American flag at the dealership. It's right off of 422 in Pottstown. Easy to get to from Limerick, I should say, Collegeville, Mainline, wherever you are, it's easy to get there. And you will appreciate the savings, the specials, the financing, the leases that they have. They will work with you to find the absolute best price. And you will feel that pride. I love that ad yesterday. Big giant Dodge truck comes out and it's all about America's 250th. And they're like, yeah, like we're all in, you know, we're all in right now for America. Like, that's great. Cause I mean, I drive a Jeep Wrangler and I love it. I love that feeling of American pride as we go into our sesquicentennial, or however we say it. If you also want to drive a Toyota, they also have Tri-County Toyota. More and more Toyotas are made right here in the United States of America right now as well. And for October, it's the perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota as well, because they have incredible specials right now, including, see, I got to put my glasses on to read the details of this one. You can lease a new 2025 RAV-LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months, or buy and get 4.75% financing for 60 months, or get a 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 and lease that for $239 a month for 36 months, or get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. Go say hi to General Manager Jack Donaldson. Go see their gigantic American flag and please support them. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Tri-County Toyota. Tri-County.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so on the federal level, the shutdown continues. I think Democrats are absolutely 100% getting the blame for this. I really do. I'd be shocked if they didn't. I mean, it's just so obvious to me anyway that this is the Schumer shutdown, because they could just open the government up tonight and they could go out there and they could negotiate. That's what you do in politics. It's what you do in Congress. You negotiate. You go out there and you negotiate. I would be shocked if the Democrats were not getting the blame for this. Truly 100% shocked. And I think the White House is playing this right. The White House is just saying, open the government. Open the government and then we can talk. Open the government and then we can negotiate these things and we could talk about these things. It's really not that complicated when you think about it. It's not that complicated. You're simply turning around and you're just letting Congress get back to doing its job and keeping spending levels at Biden-era levels. Not that hard. White House press secretary said today, you know, this conversation about layoffs wouldn't even be happening right now, except for Democrats. Hey, look, personally, I mean, you want to cut government? You want to, if this is going to be the way that you're going to find Russ Vought's going to go in there and he's going to shut down government, he's going to close departments and send bureaucrats home, I'm okay with this. I can live with this. But understand the consequences of the actions, Democrats. You're getting the blame for this. This is Caroline Levitt, White House press briefing, cut number two.
This conversation about layoffs would not be happening right now if the Democrats did not vote to shut the government down. And as I also said last briefing as well, we are $37 trillion in debt, and the government is not receiving any cash. So someone has to look at the balance sheet and be good stewards of the American taxpayer dollar. And layoffs are an unfortunate consequence of that.
And that's probably what we're going to see next. All right, quick break coming up. Linda Kearns is going to have the latest in what you need to know to make sure we have a secure election a little bit later in the show today as well. I'll give you some more updates on great news for Jack Cittarelli out of New Jersey. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.